At a door seat in Center City Panera, we ordered our You Pick Two. I ordered cream of chicken and wild rice soup. He had ordered almond chicken salad sandwich with a bacon turkey bravo. Ekle Clay, 23, reserved, a recent Penn State graduate and a U.S. citizen, a geographer, and most importantly, a kind person.
Do you assume your identity, or how do you describe yourself? Like, how will you evolve over time if your identity is
I think my identity will evolve over time. Let's say before I used to consider myself a Korean. When I moved, or after I moved here, and then I become Korean as well as American. And the way I see the world has evolved as well. Also, like, the older you get, the more mature you get as well. And you, it's like you, some of the things that you used to do or say, you don't do that anymore.
Right. So, because, like,
yeah.
You find new interests, you like meet new people
right.
To move
right.
On. And
Ekle Clay is also a refugee. Used to consider himself Karen, an ethnic group from Burma, but also now American. Has seen the world in many lenses and has matured with age.
When I was a little kid, like, I would never think of this kind of, like, sense of belonging. They were kids, we didn't know. At the same time, my family was living in refugee camp in Thailand. Even though I was born and raised in Thailand, we would not feel like we belong there. It's like, even though I was raised in Thailand and my parents came from Burma, I personally, we feel like someday we still have to go back to Burma. Because refugee camp is temporary, and the Thai people there will make sure that you don't feel like you belong there. So
really?
That's, yeah.
How's that work? Tell me more about that.
Well, if you don't speak Thai and you don't have Thai
heritage,
green card,
oh.
Heritage, not heritage, but green card, they will like look down on you.
Oh, you're an outsider.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, these people are from Burma. These are like Burmese people, and then they don't belong in our country.
Yeah, that's kind of like what's going on now. Like, a lot of people in the U.S. don't like the fact that there's, like, you know, people are coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know.
I think that feeling is very common.
Ekle was born in a refugee camp on the Thai-Burmese border. He and his family came to the U.S. when he was 14. He didn't really feel like he belonged. The refugee camp was temporary, and what was an issue was that the Thai people were not welcoming, and his people were viewed as inferior. When he came to the U.S., he also felt unwelcomed. A refugee settlement helped the family get established in South Philadelphia, but it was not what he had expected.
Experiences in the United States make you feel like you didn't belong, you were an outsider. You were...
Well, I will feel that so many times. Like, first day of school, you don't speak English, you don't know anyone. Well, there are only a few Korean kids in Furness in my high school, but we would be spread out. We would be, like, in different classes.
Right.
So most of the time, I would find myself alone in. Not alone, but I would be like the only person who speaks my language, and
oh, so you couldn't communicate with other people.
Yeah.
That was a hard time.
Uh-huh. It was really difficult because not just difficult. It was just scary. You know, when somebody come up to me and ask me a question, like I wouldn't be able to answer, and they would consider me as like rude or yeah.
College was another sharp turn. High school, he hung out with people like himself. And when he went to Penn State, it was 95 to 96% white. And with English as a second language and being Asian, he felt like he was the major minority. He felt out of place. Most of his friends at Penn State went to private schools, while he had attended a regular public school.
I didn't get to do that until I went to college, because it was a complete change. Because here, you will hang out with other immigrant kids. Because like those the people, those are the people that you would hang out mostly every day at school.
You hang out with people like yourself.
Exactly. And then I didn't. When I went to Penn State, I was like 95-96% white, and like 0.001% Asian, and people who speak English as their second language. So it was then again, I would feel out of place. And those people, most of my friends at Penn State, they really go to like private school, and
they came from like what you heard.
Yeah, yeah. And then I came from a public school, and then the education level is very different. And they were, and their parents like were very supportive, and they know how college works, and I didn't know any of that. So they didn't have that. They didn't have much problem adjusting to their college life, and I will have problems, and that will make me feel helpless.
Eckley has shown us once again that life is about survival. In Eckley's life, he has accepted his cultural background from Burma and Thailand, but has also accepted the new American lifestyle that he has been given. He enjoys them both and will never take either for granted.
As a young adult, what advice do you have for teens or people who recently immigrated to the United States? And is it important to maintain like who you were and like who you can become as an immigrant? And like, also like involving that with like your ethnic and cultural and national identities. And that's the case of like how, if no, like, why not?
So that will be different from each immigrant group, because there are traits that we bring in that will help us survive in a new environment. There are traits that will not help us survive in our new environment. So we have to choose which traits will help us to go forward. And with that, it's really important. It's important to retain some of your cultural identity, but not all. And at the same time, you have to be able to adapt to your new environment in order to be successful going forward.
You guys all good?
Yeah. Let's say like some people in some people in the community, some will refuse to learn English.
Right.
Like that's you. Simply can't do that because you live in the community where almost everyone speak English, so you kind of have to, even though it will be really difficult to learn English at older age, but you kind of have to. And I don't know, like a lot of traits that they would still hold on to that will not help going forward.
Identity evolves. You can be unique and belong.
Really, like if you say you have an appointment in 9, you have to be there at 9. You cannot be late, or you cannot, like early is good, but it cannot be late. But in most of Burma and Thailand, like, we're not used to that. And some people retain that cultural trait, and it's not helpful for them in America. Like, they're very relaxed about the time. And it has to be, I think that's one of the cultural traits that you cannot retain living in a new environment such as America.
So you're saying you gotta make adjustments to yourself, but keep the morals that you have. Be like, accept who you were and like, go off of that.
Yeah, and I say being unique is not wrong. Being unique is good.
Ekle has found himself and has found many ways to belong. He started by belonging by being very nice.